waiting for water. Severe drought in Somalia's central Galgaduud region means people are reliant on humanitarian aid to stay alive. The drought, combined with recent fighting between the Somali National Army and armed fighters, has been a disaster for this region. 100,000 people have had to leave their homes in Guriel and move to makeshift camps on the outskirts of town.
I'm 50 years old and I've seen many droughts, but this one is the worst. The fighting has also forced people to flee. These things have all come at once.
Intense shelling damaged several buildings in Guriel, including its main hospital. Another hospital was destroyed in a fire.
The hospital had a lot of patients admitted when the disaster happened, and the entire hospital burnt down. This morning, a number of people arrived here thinking it still exists. They had not heard the news. People will suffer a lot.
Humanitarian organizations are doing what they can, but demand grows along with the population of the camps for aid that's in limited supply.
The recent clashes that occurred in Guriel have had a big impact on people's lives. Health facilities, including key referral hospitals, have been destroyed or partially damaged. Key water infrastructure has also been damaged. As a result, displaced people are desperately in need of water, food, shelter, and health services.
Aid agencies have scaled up efforts but say more support is needed. With their livelihoods destroyed, many of the displaced will continue to stay in the camps long after the drought and the fighting is over. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.